I am very excited to introduce my special guest on today's Notably Texan. His roots lie in Houston, and his first album, No Kinda Dancer, came out in 1984, which featured a fellow up-and-comer at the time named Lyle Lovett. His music has resounded amongst both fans and fellow tunesmiths, and his signature song, The Road Goes On Forever, has become a bit of an apt description of his popularity and cult status. Checking in now with Notably Texan is the one and only singer, songwriter, and entertainer from Texas, Robert Earl Keen. Thank you so much for joining Notably Texan. We've wanted to speak with you for a long time, man. So thanks for finding some time for us today.
Happy to be here, man. Thanks a lot, Matt.
I want to talk about the upcoming Merry Christmas from the Family Show in Greenville shortly. And I'll remind folks that your new album, Live Dinner Reunion, is out now. So many people know the Robert Earl Keen name, and a lot of folks know at least one or two of your songs, but I'm not sure how many people know about your early years. Robert, I understand that growing up in Houston was where you kind of found your calling when you were exposed to some singer-songwriters. Is that how that happened?
My sister was a little bit younger than I was, and when I was in junior high and then in high school, my sister became like the underground foosball champion of Houston. So we would go down to some of these dark and dingy, weird bars in downtown Houston, and I'd take her down there because she was younger and she couldn't get in these places, and I'd get her in, and then she'd go play foosball with all these people, and I would be sitting in another room. Usually a lot of these places were like old houses and things, and I'd go in and sit and watch people play guitars and sing, and I, you know, got like right up there close and personal. And it meant so much more than just, you know, hearing it on the radio. I mean, I love songs that were on the radio, but the fact was, it's like when you get right up there and you can hear that and you can see people's hands working and their mouths working and them looking you in the eye and stuff, it makes so much of a difference. And I was hooked from there on. I don't think I ever really told anybody, but, you know, the first chance I got, I went and got a guitar and learned how to play and started writing songs.
Very nice. Yeah, I totally understand what you mean. When you see somebody, the sweat dripping off their brow, and they're just really giving it their all, that means so much more than hearing a recording, does it not?
Yeah, it's the best. I mean, I think that, you know, that's, you know, a lot of times what really catches your attention as far as music goes.
No doubt. So we are not quite Aggies per se, but I thought you might be interested to know, as a graduate of A&M and College Station, that KETR is housed at Texas A&M University Commerce. So in a way, we're sort of sister schools. We didn't get added to the A&M system until long after you had graduated, but I thought you might be interested to know that.
Well, I guess you would have to say hullabaloo without the connect, huh?
Is yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Listen, I wanted to, if you could, I'd love to hear the story of how you and Lyle Lovett became friends when you were both attending college in College Station at A&M.
Well, I think, you know, Lyle and I being friends were just almost meant to happen. He lived about a block and a half away from me, and he'd ride his bicycle by, and a lot of times park his bicycle by, because we were about 1.5 blocks off of campus. And when he would, you know, come by, you know, we'd wave just like he'd do normally. But we were always out there, me and my buddies were always out there playing music on the porch. And one day he walks up and says, you know, that he liked the music and he played the guitar. And after that, we started, like, hanging out. Lyle and I started hanging out together because it was, you know, we became friends like anybody would be friends. Like Lyle likes to say, we're real friends. We're not fake show business friends.
Okay. That is a big difference. You know, I know that there are a lot of those that are just sort of put together for the cameras, for lack of a better term. So, that friendship goes on today, right?
Yeah, no, we did about 50 dates this year in 2016. We did almost a month there in March, and then I just got back from the East Coast and the Midwest with Lyle that started on the 29th of September and ended on the 5th of November. So
wow.
We've done a whole lot of shows together, and those are shows that just the two of us sit there on the stage.
Okay, kind of a song swap.
A lot of these magnificent old theaters, and we, you know, trade songs and talk about the good old days and talk about whatever we want to talk about. It just seems, you know, it's one of those things that truly, you know, the magic of friendship is where The X factor is there because the show really, really works, and we really don't have a plan.
That's awesome, and I'm sure you're both sitting up there thinking, man, don't tell anybody, but we do this for free, you know? I'm sure
that's exactly right. There's no doubt.
This old voice is just a long time waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back and not crying about the leaving and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of love from all of those sons of bitches who said we never get back up.
From the new Live Dinner Reunion album, that's Robert Earl Keen featuring Lyle Lovett, This Old Porch. You're listening to 88.9 KETR. Robert Earl Keen is our guest on Notably Texan. It was actually a few years after you graduated college and got a Texas following that you released your first record, No Kind of Dancer, and you recruited your buddy Lyle Lovett to help out with that one, didn't you?
Yes, and one of the cool things there that, you know, still applies today is someone will bring that record up to me to sign it, and on the cover is I'm standing in the foreground of the cover, and we took this picture at the Cat Springs Agricultural Society Dance Hall right outside of Sealy, Texas. And the people that played and sang on that record are standing on the stage, and one of those people standing on the stage is Lyle.
Okay.
And they would say, oh, who are all these people? I'd say, this is, and this guy, do you know who that is? No, I don't know who that is. That's Lyle Lovett. No way, are you kidding? You know, I go, yeah, sure. So, you know, that's one of those real kind of fun, you know, aha moments that you have in life.
And no doubt. Was Lyle just a player on that CD?
Yeah, he sang on a couple of songs with me at the time, and you know, Lyle was actually more advanced than I was when we were at A&M. He was playing in some of the places around town, and he'd written some really, you know, significant songs that he still plays today. And so that was one of the things. Just like, man, I met a guy that, you know, was like living what I wanted to live in that whole world of like writing songs and playing the guitar.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was going on there was just like, you know, we just had this great mutual love of music, and we had a mutual love of a lot of the same kind of music. So that was our immediate bond.
Awesome. So fast forwarding a bit to 1989, that's when the West Textures album came out that contained a tune of yours that really struck a chord with both music fans and fellow songwriters. Of course, the song that that you just can't outlive at this point, The Road Goes On Forever. And that's one. Do you actually remember what inspired you to write that song way back when?
Absolutely. I lived in Nashville, Tennessee for 2 years, and then it felt like I wasn't doing very good, so I moved with my wife to Bandera, Texas, and we had this little place there in Bandera. And at first I really thought that I was going to have to, I was totally brokenhearted, and I thought I was going to have to give up music. And then I sort of got where I was sitting around and, you know, not really having anything to do except for, you know, kind of have a pity party. So I, you know, got where I started writing songs, wrote more and more and more songs. And then one day I wrote about four verses of that song, and I put it up, and almost a year later, I was slated to do West Textures, and had spent every bit of my money to get back up to Nashville to do it with this really famous, wonderful producer named Jim Rooney. And when I went to visit him, he says, well, you know, I like these songs, but I don't think you have a really good anchor song. I think we might ought to postpone this project. And I said, no way, Jim. I don't have two nickels to rub together. I did everything I could just to get up here. He said, well, I just don't know. I just don't feel comfortable. I said, listen, I tell you what. I got this song that I started a while back, and I think it's the song. So give me a day, and let me come back and see you like on Sunday. This is on a Friday. And he said, okay, I can do that. So I went over to my friend Robin Beresford's house, and I sat in her backyard, and I resurrected, you know, those lyrics, and then, you know, finished the song. And I called Jim up, and I said, I think I got it. And I went over there, and I played him one verse of the song. He said, that's the song right there. I said, well, I could have just done this on Friday. I could have just sung you the one verse. He goes, no, I know that's it. I said, okay, fine.
Well, I guess he knew his stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely. He knew a song that, you know, had that special quality, you know. He knew that backwards.
Stars were high above them, the moon was in the east, the sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. I got a hotel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Perhaps one of the better known songs by today's guest, that's from 1989's West Textures album, Robert Earl Keen, The Road Goes On Forever. The man himself, Robert Earl Keen, is checking in with Notably Texan today. You know, do you get burned out on playing that? Because I assume you got to do that at every show.
No, man. I don't have to play Freebird. You know, all these years, people scream out Freebird. I go, yeah. I got my own Freebird.
Exactly. Well, that's good to hear, because I could see you getting a little pessimistic at some point where it's like, I will not play The Road Goes On Forever one more time. But
I actually, believe it or not, I love playing songs. I'm so lucky to be able to be playing my own songs. And this is no lie, I'm really so lucky to be out there playing songs that I wrote or songs that I chose. You know, I do other people's songs. I do Terry Allen's and Amarillo Highway, and I do James McMurtry's Level Land, things like that. And I'm just so lucky to be my own program director, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Robert O'Keefe, you've got such an amazing legacy of recordings, and your lyrics and melodies, of course, resound heavily with your fans. And one of the things I really respect about you is the fact that you've never really viewed your music career as some kind of a ticket to fame, but more as an opportunity to do what you love, as you were just describing.
That's really all I ever wanted to do. I just wanted to keep doing this. That's all. And I want to tell you, if I ever get an award, a really good award, it'd be from all those employers out there that are going to thank me for not being in the workforce.
Oh, well, I'm sure you have some skills to offer somebody out there that don't involve singing.
Yeah, I can juggle, man. I can recite a little bit of Shakespeare.
Those are both pretty good talents right there that not everyone has. So,
yeah, but not always in play at the workforce. So,
that's a good point.
I traced the footprints in the snow. I found the footprints in the snow. Low. That's that happy day. They lost their way. I found it when the snow's on the ground.
Today's guest on Notably Texan is performing in Greenville on Thursday night. We're getting in-depth right now with Robert Earl Keen on 88.9 KETR. So you showed your fans kind of a different side to your music with the recent release of Happy Prisoner, the Bluegrass Sessions last year. First off, tell me a little bit about that album title, if you will, because that always has struck me as an interesting title. So what did you mean by Happy Prisoner?
Well, you know, there's this dichotomy in bluegrass music where it has an upbeat and usually a really great, you know, the banjo's going. How can you not smile when you hear banjo?
Yeah.
However, the lyric in almost all bluegrass songs is sort of tragic. Somebody always like dies, or you know, somebody drowns or something like that. It's
That's
crazy.
True.
So I thought, you know, I needed this yin and yang thing going on in this title, and I was thinking about it, and my wife and my two girls and I, during the holidays, we all, you know, pop some popcorn and turn on Home Alone 4 or whatever, and we put on these pajamas that have horizontal stripes that we call our happy prisoners. And so I was thinking about this, and I opened up my drawer, and there were my happy prisoner pajamas, and I thought, bingo, there's the title of this record.
Nice. Wow, I had no idea there was such a deep meaning to that, really. That's pretty awesome. And that's such an awesome record, by the way. And
thank you.
For people that don't know, you had played bluegrass kind of right out of college, so this was going back to your roots, right?
Yeah, I love bluegrass. I was a bluegrass fan, you know, like back in junior high school, and I always loved it. And then when I started playing guitar, I learned really how to play the guitar behind contest fiddle players, which basically every contest fiddle player plays in a bluegrass band. So consequently, I already knew a lot of bluegrass songs, and then I got involved in being able to sit there and play them, and I loved it. And I never was really what you would consider the quintessential, you know, you wouldn't consider any kind of, I wouldn't even put an adjective there. I'd just say I wasn't considered any kind of bluegrass singer. And so it always kept me from kind of staying away from it. I just enjoyed playing it. And then I got to a point where, you know, I didn't really care. It didn't have to be like, you know, I didn't have to sound like Bill Monroe, or I didn't have to sound like Larry Sparks or the Leuven Brothers or any of those people. I just sound like me because I love these songs. And I thought that, you know, these songs have great deal of meaning to me. And I thought, you know, that's going to translate. That is my ace up my sleeve, is being able to, you know, sing these songs the way that I think they should be sung. And so, consequently, you know, the record was really great. I love it. If nobody even ever listened to it, I'd still be happy because I think it's a great record. So I'm really happy. I had great people playing on there. I had, Sarah Watkins from Nickel Creek, and right. Danny Barnes is the best banjo player in the world.
Oh, yeah.
All of my band. It's a great record. Thank you for saying that.
It really is. And so, hats off to you for being able to kind of do that and branch out and do something different.
She said she'll need me when I come. I'm only gone.
Robert Earl Keen is our guest on 88.9 KETR's Notably Texan. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but I wanted to mention that collaboration you did with Asleep at the Wheel on that recent tune, Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. What an honor, I assume it was, to be asked to record with the mighty Asleep at the Wheel.
Oh, you know, I love Ray. Ray is one of the... If you want to talk to somebody that really, truly knows everything about the music world, the world of making music, being out there and playing music and everything else from publishing to sponsorships to, you know, meeting and greeting and all those kind of things that you do in the world of music, is Ray Benson knows more than anybody. And I'll tell you another thing, nothing ever got him down. He's just as cheerful today as he was 25 years ago. And it's just a joy. And not only that, but I had never recorded with him. And when I showed up, I was like, you know, kind of nervous, and I was thinking, well, you know, I hope this works out. And he came in literally dragging his guitar. He goes, all right, go home, man. Let's go in here and get this thing knocked out. And we went in there and played it like we played it all our lives. It was amazing. It was so amazing, and it was so relaxed. And I was just, you know, couldn't have been happier to be part of that.
That's cool. So I'm interested to hear that you actually got to do that in person, because I know a lot of music collaborations these days are done remotely, where you recorded at, you know, some other studio and just email it to them. So you actually did that in person, huh?
I really try to, suit up and show up on everything. So, yeah, it was meant to be. I mean, who would miss a chance to go out there and just hang out with, even if you're not playing music,
right?
Hanging out with Ray is a great day.
No question about that. I've had the pleasure of talking with him a few times here on the show. Maybe I'll get to meet him one of these days, but that's so cool.
I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, baby. You ought to see me do my stuff.
I watch
it. I'm a ding-dong daddy, baby. I don't want to get rough. Pretty little mama tried to put me on a bomb. I had to burn it down with my Thompson gun. Oh. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, baby. You ought to see me do my stuff.
True Robert Earl Keen fans should know that you have a beer with your name on it out there, don't you?
I do. It's made by the Pardinalis Brewing Company in Fredericksburg, Texas. And we had almost 2 years ago now, we put out one called Robert Earl Keen Honey Pilsner. And it did well, and it beat all expectations just by a mile. So recently we put out one called the Front Porch Amber Ale, and it's really good. I mean, the thing is, I'm not really a salesman, so I can't say anything, but the fact is I was hands-on with how to figure out how to make these beers work, you know, and I made beer that I like, so there
nice.
You go.
Very cool. I just think that's really awesome, and folks can look for that in, their favorite place to get some libations out there. Look for that Robert Earl Keen beer.
Yeah, it's out there. I mean, it's not just a novelty thing. You can find it a lot of places.
Robert Earl Keen is with me on KETR. So back in 1994 on that Gringo Honeymoon release, you included a sort of novelty song called Merry Christmas from the Family, which has become another one of your signature songs, especially around this time of year. And it's, of course, evolved into a whole traveling show, which you're bringing to Greenville on Thursday night. So tell me about the Merry Christmas from the Family show for folks that haven't caught this.
for many years, Matt, we would go play. We got booked to play, like, we could fill up December twice, you know, to play. and we would go play a show, and it seemed like everybody was just waiting for us to play this one song.
Yeah.
And so, you know, about 5 years ago, I said, well, you know, we ought to beef this up a little bit. So we created this big set, and then we started, you know, we had costumes, and we started having, like, a, you know, there would be, like, a theme. Like, you know, 1 year we did a 70s Christmas where each one of the band members would do, like, an iconic 70s song. Not the whole song, you know, but,
sure,
like, half of it. So, like, I mean, we would do, like, China Grove and Stairway to Heaven. It was just a total crack-up. And last year we did a country thing, and this year we're doing a country gold thing. This is a family country gold jamboree. So we've beefed up the set, and there's, you know, it's pretty glittery.
Nice.
Say, and we'll, you know, we're being there in Greenville, so it's not just our regular show. Of course, we touch on, you know, a lot of the songs that people like, but it's about welcoming the holiday season. That's really what it is. So we're all out there, you know. It's like a costume party, you know, meets some kind of theme park, you know, on stage.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing.
Or the turkey turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of fake snow. A lemons and some diet sprites, a box of tampons and some Salem lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family.
Howdy, this is Robert Earl Keen. You're listening to Notably Texan here on KETR-FM.
Before I run out of time with you, I definitely want to talk about this this new live album that you just released with a lot of special guests featured on there. You want to briefly tell me about the new album?
Yeah, Live Dinner Reunion is a reunion of sorts from a record that I made back in 1995. So we were playing the 20th reunion of that. And right at the last minute, I decided, well, I didn't want to play the same songs, and I didn't want to do the exact same thing. And it's done at Flores Country Store. We did return to the scene of the crime. We went to Flores Country Store, but I decided I'd invite Lyle and Joe Ely and Bruce Robinson, Corey Morrow, the Reckless Kelly guys,
nice,
Cody Canada. So I've got guest after guest after guest, and they all either sing or they play or something. And so what it is just an incredible cross-section of, you know, music in this state, in the Lone Star State, for the last 20 years. I mean, you got, you know, people like Lyle and myself or Joe, you know, that have been doing this just, you know, up and down forever. And then, you know, guys that have just, you know, have you know, shown their worth out there in the world, like Cody Cannon and Reckless Kelly and Bruce, you know. So it's a really cool record. And also, the thing that made me decide that I would wanted to, you know, put this out as a record is you can literally feel the excitement off the record. You put this on in your car or on your music system at home, and, you know, you can feel the excitement, because we had 5,000 people there.
Wow.
And everybody was happy. And I was the happiest, because I had never experienced such a wonderful night of music and camaraderie.
That is amazing. And so that just came out. That's available now. They could get it at your show, too. Is that true? Do you have...
Yeah, no. I am still out there, you know, on the front lines of selling a CD.
I'm out. Playing music, midnight blue, and a fresh deck in the field. Yes, I'm coming high hand, some call me low hand, and I'm holding what I am the wind. I'm glad that I live and I live alone, and I'm rolling down.
Robert, this has truly been an honor, man. I've been hosting this Texas music program for several years here. I've been crossing a lot of names off of my list that I've gotten to talk to, like briefly with Willie Nelson, and I've talked with Ray Benson, the aforementioned, and you have been a high name on my list, so this really does mean a lot to me to get to talk to you. So thank you so much for giving some time to Notably
Texas. Well, thank you, Matt. I really enjoyed talking with you, and I really love those questions. It's always great to work with a professional.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, man. I think if you're going to do an interview, you got to do it right. So
you should. Yes, sir.
Listen, let's talk again next time you've got something you want to let the people know about. Please, let's join me here again on Notably Texan, would you?
Well, I will. No doubt. Yeah, you bet. We will be calling.
The Merry Christmas from the Family Tour kicks off in Greenville Thursday night. And we want to thank Robert Earl Keene and TKO Marketing for this interview. I'm Matt Minky, your host and producer, and I want to acknowledge all the KETR contributors who have made this interview and everything we do on this station possible. We simply can't do it without you. Become our next new member today at KETR.org. Here's I Gotta Go from the Robert Earl Keene album, Ready for Confetti.
Ain't got time to shoot the breeze, got no time to blow. Excuse me, mister, if you please, I gotta go. Born one morn on the day of the dead, bombed out bungalow. My mama kissed my cheek and said, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. They put me in an orphanage west of Tupelo. I told them when I burnt that bridge, I gotta go. Stole a car, got a gun, robbed the